No.
I love gavel.
It's okay, we're not on TV.
He's fun to gavel. Okay, I call this meeting to order for October 2nd, 2014. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Can I get a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes.
Discussion.
Is there discussion?
Yeah. I have a question on the Civil Service Coordinator Report, the line about the audio links being posted on the Civil Service webpage. I think that whole sentence should probably be stricken because that's not accurate.
Oh, it's not?
I'm sure you said it. I'm sure you believed it, but it's not accurate.
But it's not what?
It's not accurate.
It's not getting posted.
Yeah, they're not there. You can't go on the webpage and find links and click on it. So I don't know if on our records we want that said on the record.
Well, may I?
Yes, please.
Since it was put on the record at the last meeting, maybe you could just clarify in the minutes that was an inaccurate information rather than amending the minutes, since it was an accurate reflection of what happened at that meeting. That's just a suggestion. Okay. To make it clear that information is still not being made available to the public, just so that they don't do that.
There are two meetings up that are active, but since the minutes haven't been approved, they're not. I can't put them up there until they've been approved.
I went on the site today, and I couldn't find a single thing from any date and time.
Okay, well, let's put this under comments by board and bring it up again, please, Ms. Heller.
Well, how about if we make an amendment, like a...
No.
A note that this...
I think that we should leave it as is. It reflects what happened. But I need this to be brought up again because it's not happening, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Yes, Madam Chair.
Yes, Board Member Sexton.
I don't have a correction to the minutes. I don't think I do. I know that I believe I was neglectful at the last meeting, and it was my intention as chair to see that the members that were not present, that were excused, be acknowledged that their presence was excused. And it seems like perhaps we forgot to do that.
Okay, well, let's do that tonight.
You could just do it nunc pro tunc.
Could I make a motion under now or new
business?
Would you like that?
I would prefer you make it under new business, okay. and we excuse the members from last meeting and the member for this meeting.
Got it.
Okay. All right, any other corrections, additions, or subtractions?
All the direction I need.
Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Next matter of business, communications for information.
None this evening.
This would be a fine time to make the motion to excuse.
Madam Chair?
Board Member Sexton?
I would like to make a motion regarding our previous meeting of October 2nd, that the members who were not present but were excused, yourself, Becky Summers, and Board Member
Killian,
thank you, that their absence be excused.
I hear a motion. Do I hear a second?
Second. How about a friendly amendment?
How friendly?
Just to add in to also excuse Board Member Killian from tonight's meeting. So we only need
I'm fine with that. I was going to do it next.
Okay.
But
so
whatever you'd prefer.
We'll excuse everybody for the October meeting and for the November meeting. All those in any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any abstentions, any noes? Okay, hearing none. Moving on. Actions on matters still pending, new business?
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Am I
Board Member
Am I
Sexton. Well, not if you want to keep us there.
All right.
You want to keep us under
communication? I want to keep us there.
Okay.
I want to keep us there. So the issue of residency is something that we've kicked around here a few times, and I think it was our intention to wait and see what happened with the with the charter and the charter amendment, and as I think everyone saw, that the charter amendment dealing with residency went down. And so I would like to take the issue up. Perhaps I would suggest that we give everyone notice that we do that at our next meeting.
If I may make a suggestion,
yes.
I anticipate that this, I know the board is very interested in this topic. Until the election has been certified, perhaps this issue could be tabled, because as I understand it, I don't know whether it's going to change the outcome, but there's still a substantial amount of votes that remain outstanding. So that I would just recommend you might want to wait until the election is certified. You could certainly put it on your next agenda to talk about how the board wishes to look at things in the future. But I think I wanted to put that out there.
Board Member Sexton, is January soon enough for you?
Well, I would think that, as council says, you know, our next meeting in December should be soon enough, late enough, and any action, you know, we could, January's fine.
Great.
Okay. Then we will have for a topic of discussion, so put it under communications, and this is a good place to put it, residency and what our next step is. Thank you for that.
You're putting it under communication?
For the January meeting.
Okay, sure.
Okay, actions on, may I move on?
Please.
Actions on matters still pending, new business.
We have a complaint received October 15th from Vita Piera, a senior source control representative from Environmental Services, and she is here tonight.
Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton.
I move that we grant the request to hear the appeal.
Is a complaint, Board Member Sexton.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry, to hear the complaint from Vita Pira, Senior Source Control Representative, Environmental Services.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
It's been seconded. This would move it to our next calendar in December, is that correct? And it'd be under considerations of matters set for public hearing?
Correct.
Correct? Okay. Is there any other discussion?
Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton.
Parties to make sure that that's a good day. I know your practice has been in the past is to have Wendy coordinate with both parties to set up for the soonest hearing. I'm only, that because that's been the board's practice, and with the holidays coming up,
right,
it might be something you might want to consider staying with.
I'm more
to,
or less
to follow the usual practice
item. So I understand that the date okay. will be arranged by our okay. coordinator.
Okay.
Is there any other discussion? Hearing
I have a,
Board Member Heller.
I have a question, but, you know, in second thought, I'm going to reserve it for after this because it's more process than particular to this issue. I'm going to hold my question for now.
Okay.
You have a hearing a question on this case?
Not the case.
Oh, no, okay. On process.
Got it.
Okay. Then all those in favor of setting this complaint before the board signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed, any abstentions, and the coordinator will coordinate the date for us. Thank you. Considerations of matters set for public hearing?
None this evening.
Civil Service Coordinator report?
None this evening.
Human Resource Director report and request? Before you begin, that is not to say, I'm so thankful that you came, but but we do not want you to speak until you have the time before us. And I just wanted you to know that I'm not ignoring you. I know you're there, but we just need to get you on the calendar.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Human Resource Director, and report and request.
Thank you, Chair Summers and members of the Civil Service Board. I just have one report of a list extension that I granted, and it was for a solid waste worker list that is just a one-month extension of the existing list. It expired November 1st, and there originally were 135 people on the list, 69 City of Tacoma residents. Three were hired from the list, two of which were Tacoma residents. And there are still 132 people on the list, 67 City of Tacoma residents, and estimated positions expected to be filled is one. So it is something that was extended just for 1 month. And that concludes my report for tonight.
Thank you. Comments by the public?
Motion to approve the request is submitted.
There's a motion to approve the request for, it's already been done.
It's a request to.
It was a request to Ms. St. Germain.
She
approved it.
I was reading it as a request of us rather than information for us.
It's information for us.
Thank you.
Comments by the public?
Never mind.
Comments by the board?
I have a question.
Yes. Board Member Heller.
On the complaint form, it seems to me that this form has been changed. And in
the form itself.
The form itself. And in reviewing the form, I mean, one of the items I looked for on this form, and I didn't see it. I wanted to know, because it says that it was updated 1/27/2011. Mm-hmm. And I think that in the update, it's somewhere upon the line, it removed the segment where what is the violation of what rule? What rule are you saying was violated? And
it says that on number one, briefly state your complaint, see statement of policy at personnel rule 1.24.820.
Yeah, statement of policy. But it used to say on the form specifically, what policy are you complaining was violated?
I don't have an independent recollection at this time. It may have been that they tried to just make it a more neutral type of statement, since sometimes the basis for the complaint isn't specifically a particular rule or policy. It might be a working condition or something like that. I could work with Wendy if you want to go back and look at how that form came about. I don't recall.
Because I think it would be helpful if you had a question where you could say, what policy, procedure, you know, working condition do you feel has been violated? So they can clearly state what it is that they think is at the core of the issue. I mean, most people get around to it in the things, but I just think that the form could be more user-friendly in asking right out what the question is.
Madam Chair?
Yes, board member.
I would agree with counsel. I think that, for one thing, identifying a particular rule may be difficult for someone without legal background, and it would require them to kind of wade through all of the personnel rules to determine which one might apply. And then, as counsel pointed out, there may not be a particular rule that's been violated, and I think in this particular case, I'm not aware.
Please be careful about speaking to the case.
But yeah,
thank you.
I excuse me, but
just the
I think in general, there may not be a particular rule that's been violated. So, for that reason, I don't know if that's a good idea to have that on the form.
Will you please look at the language for us and get back to us if you can find a more suitable way to address it. Thank you.
Yeah, or just what the form used to look like in the past.
You know, I think you're right. It seems like, you know, before, you know, you had to say, you know, spell out, you know, what the rule was. Mm-hmm. You know, perhaps this is broader language here, and, you know, perhaps I don't have a problem with that.
And I'm not saying I have a problem with it being broader language. I just think that it's helpful for me in reading the complaint. I think it's also helpful for them in writing it up to think about that, to think about what it is exactly they're saying is at issue for us.
If, for example, just to wordsmith on the fly, if it said briefly state your complaint, if you believe that a particular rule or policy has been violated, identify it if possible.
I like that. I mean, I don't think having our people go through the personnel rules is a bad thing. This would be something, this is their working rules. They should be familiar with them. And if they need to go through them again, you know, that's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Board Member Sexton.
Chair, you know, perhaps when we look at the rules, you know, perhaps we should, you know, look at that. You know, it would be interesting to know what it was before. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not really sure that we, you know, have a problem or we want to change anything.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments? Board Member Heller, this would be a good time to bring up the fact that we're not.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So my other concern was that on our minutes from the October meeting, it states that the audio links to all meetings will now be posted on the Civil Service webpage. And as of today, I found that not to be accurate. I went on the page looking to see, and I could not find any audio links of any kind for any meetings. Has HR or anybody found the links, clicked on them? Were they there before?
Yeah, they were. They were. So we'll look into that. Yeah.
Do you do that, Wendy? But you know the person who does.
I'm confident you guys can take care of it, but just so you know.
Other comments by board members? Hearing none, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
We are having a study session immediately following this meeting. And all those in favor of adjournment, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
We are out of here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yay. Thank you.
same page.